Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I thought we could talk about the well-meaning people around you who may not understand what you're going through. This is something that a lot of people deal with, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. If you have lived with a narcissistic person or dealt with one closely, you know that it's hard for you to understand what's going on, even as you're living it. Explaining it to other people then can be extremely difficult, especially when so much of what happens seems to make no sense or sounds so ridiculous when it's said out loud. If you factor in the reality that those who have not dealt with this kind of thing just don't get it, you end up with a very frustrating situation in general. The truth is, someone who has not dealt with narcissistic people just does not understand. And good for them, really, because that means they haven't dealt with narcissistic people, right? But it's very frustrating for victims of narcissistic abuse who feel that people either don't understand the situation or don't believe them. It's understandable, in a way, when you hear yourself telling the police officer, you know, that you didn't batter your spouse, they did it to themselves to frame you, to cover up their own abusive behavior. That just sounds crazy. Who would believe that? Because who would do that? But narcissists do those kinds of things, and it's very frustrating and painful to try to explain to someone who has no experience with this kind of thing. It's very easy to lose your temper or become super upset in these situations, but just remember that it's not personal. Most of these people are just doing their jobs. The police, the judges, the attorneys, the therapists, the doctors, they don't know you. And in most of the situations they deal with, people don't act like that. They don't behave the way that narcissists behave. Yes, people need to be better educated, but it isn't their fault that they're not. There's a tragic lack of education about this problem with law enforcement, the legal system, and in clinical settings. You need these people to help you, and freaking out is not going to fix anything. Don't forget, it's hard for you to believe too, and you're living it. Just get as much proof of what's happening to you as you can, and above all, be as reasonable and rational as possible. Just stick to the facts. Now, if it's difficult to talk with strangers about your relationship with a narcissist, it's often even harder to talk with friends and family. Professionals, at least, usually have some experience with abusive situations. Friends and family may not have any at all, and they are even more likely to fall under the narcissist's spell. Even those who want to help just might not understand. You may find that they listen to your descriptions of abuse with skepticism, suggest that you're overreacting or misreading the situation, or make unhelpful comments like, "Well, I'm sure she was just tired," or "I'm sure he just had a hard day at work." This feels very dismissive to victims of narcissistic abuse who are tortured by being invalidated, called crazy, and told that no one believes them. It's even more frustrating when people say things like, "Well, did you tell him that that's not true?" As if the victim never thought of that or something. People might say things like, "Oh, it takes two to tango," or "I'm sure she didn't do that for no reason. You must have done something." It is true that in most situations, a person doesn't just do something to somebody else for no reason. But narcissistic people do. This is something that many people just do not understand. Pathologically narcissistic people may attack, assault, batter, accost, harass, and generally torture other people for no reason at all. Of course, they have a reason, but it's often not something the other person did. It's to make themselves feel better. That is their reason. It can also be hard for people to understand that you cannot reason with a narcissistic person. This is especially true when it comes to dealing with well-meaning but ill-informed therapists or counselors. They might advise people to validate the narcissist's feelings or try to explain and reason with them, and this is the exact wrong thing to do. There is no compromise with a narcissist. There is no understanding. There is no reasoning with this person. You cannot validate their feelings because, first of all, the situation they're upset about may not have even actually happened. And secondly, even if it did, they will take your attempt to validate them as an admission of guilt, and then you will be punished. It just doesn't work. And when people fail in their attempts at these things, it's often implied that they must have done it wrong because it works when other people do it. That may be true, but those other people must not be dealing with a narcissist then. Too many people just don't realize that narcissistic persons are living in a different reality than most other people are. If you cannot even agree on a basic, common reality with somebody, how can anything else possibly be worked out? If you cannot even agree on how, when, and what happened, how could anything ever be resolved? How can you validate someone's feelings when what they're upset about didn't even happen? How can you explain something to someone who isn't listening and does not care? None of the things that most well-intentioned people advise work with pathologically narcissistic people because your goal and their goal are totally different. You want to resolve the issue. They want to win. Because of this, any other person who comes into the situation is seen as a trophy to be won, an object for triangulation. Therapists and counselors, doctors, friends, family, police, co-workers, anybody, even strangers are seen as things the narcissist must win over to their side against you. This is what you're up against, and the well-meaning third party who does not see that or will not believe it usually ends up playing right into the narcissistic person's hands. This is one of the reasons couples or family counseling does not work with narcissistic people. They're not there for help. Most of the time, they're there to prove that the other person is the problem. There's no reasoning with this, and there is no way to compromise. You cannot deal with somebody who has this motivation. People also don't understand trauma bonding and why it's so hard to leave. Many times, people stop talking about the abuse they're suffering because they're tired of being asked why they don't leave. They may not even have an answer to that question, and they certainly don't want to answer it. People who understand this kind of relationship don't ask that question. We already know the answer, and we know that the victim already knows they need to leave. It's more important to validate someone and talk about how to move forward rather than ask why all this didn't happen until now. That question is very important and it needs to be answered, but it can be answered later when someone is stronger and when their mind is more clear so they can focus on unraveling that part of the problem. In the end, it all comes down to the same thing. If someone has not dealt with this in their lives, they're just not going to understand. You can explain it to them and explain it to them and prove it to them and show it to them, but if they have not seen it, if they have not experienced it, they're just not going to get it. Many people just can't understand that people like this exist. This is very painful and frustrating for victims, and it can feel very lonely. It's important to remember, though, most people are not doing that on purpose. And more importantly, you don't need anyone to validate you. It's nice, and it feels good, but you don't need that because you know what happened. You know what time it is. You know what is going on. Even if no one else understands or believes you, you know, and that is what matters. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, through Messenger, via text message, and also via email. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, and we have a few different ones running. So if you're interested in checking that out or registering for one, you can visit littleshaman.org and go ahead to do that too. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.